Okay, Siman Aleph Sif Dalet. We continue on our list of Chayshim Mishpatinim that are Noig Bizman Hazeh, some that are not Noig Bizman Hazeh. But essentially, Siman Aleph does us the service of touching on most of the topics of Chayshim Mishpat that are most Negei Ala Halacha. Sif Dalet is a new topic, the Dina De Garmi. I believe I introduced it briefly at the end of last week. Let's try to review and go into it. And then the Ramah, which is seems to be disjointed in its placement here in Sif Dalet. So let's read through the Sif. We'll spend most of our time in Dina de Garmi and hopefully get to the Ramah. Dina de Garmi, damages caused indirectly. Gairim is an indirect cause. The rules of Gairim on the get Kola Tera Kula. Shabbos if someone's a Gairim, Ritzicha if someone's a Gairim. There are cases of Grama and Garmi all over Tera, and there's no one rule. On Shabbos, a Grama is not a Malacha Dairaisa. By Ritzicha, the Rambam says it is an Issa Daraisa. They kill someone through Garmi, through a Grama, except the Rambam says it's only Chayim Issa Bidei Shemayim, not Bidei Adam. I always thought about it. If you remember, we were boys, if I'm allowed to say this, there was a TV show, Batman, remember Batman? Yeah, okay, so it was a 2-week thing, right? At the end of the first week, they were about to kill him. And then you were in suspense if he dies by the next week. But since they have programs scheduled for the whole year, he wasn't really going to die. But it was a strange thing. They never shot him in the head. Right? They always put him in a place where you remember them vividly, all the examples. Where a train track type thing where... What? Very hot.
Remember that?
Remember the clock that was ticking till it went.
The teapot.
Wow. Sure, remember Kamara like this. But I want to tell you the site. Why did they shoot him in the head? Why did they do it? It's Pashit. Because if you shoot him in the head, you chayim misi b'dei Adam. They were all grummers, and grummers is patim b'dei Adam, only chayim b'dei Shemayim. So that's what? Okay, you want to ruin a good chat. Okay, skipping the Chatois HaNeurim. I do want to tell you, there's a Ragachava. Then they get to the Piskei Halachas here, which we'll get to. There's a Ragachava. The Ragachava has a gift for this type of thing, of looking at Kala Tera Kula, like with one blink of an eye. He has a rule for Grama in Kala Tera Kula. He says, where the Aveira is the Maisa, then a Grama is not a Maisa. So Grama is not Dairaisa. Rabbanan generally asks it, Grama is anyway. But where the act is the thing, like Melecha Shabbos. It's the Maisa violating Shabbos, that's the Issur. So Asiyahu Da'asa HaGrama Shari. By killing people, the Aveira is the Taitzah. Now, if no one does it, obviously no one's Chayav Misa. But we understand that the Chaymer of Eretz Tzayach is what comes out of it. So even causing it indirectly is also the Daraisa. Where the Chayt is the Taitzah or Shaymer, who indirectly causes damage, but it's certainly Chayav. So with the Taitzah is the Aveira, the result is the Aveira. So even if you do it indirectly, the Torah means to hasser it. Where it's the act that's the Aveira, Klayim, for example, an indirect cause is not an Issa Daraisa. That's his rule. What? The Maisa is not always Chayiv, but the Aveira is the Chilul of Shabbos. There are exceptions, there are Maisim that might be Potter, but the Aveira is the Loisasa Malacha, is the Asiyah Because Gemara brings Lesas Malach, Asihu the Aser. Okay. This is the way the Ragachava explains it. There is a piece in Reb Zevin, I think in his La'ar HaHalacha, who clears if what the Ragachava says is so. Well, it might be, you know where it is, in he has a sefer on biographies of Gedayel and Ishim Vishit, as he calls it. So there, I think in the piece on the Ragachava, that's where I saw this. I can never figure out the Ragachavas, but he interprets it. Anyway,
when the chet is the result,
so grum is also also causing the result. Yeah, when the issur is the maisa, it's not a maisa. Alright, that's an aside. Let's focus on mazik. Mazik, obviously, the chaymer is the result. So certain types of indirect cause are chayiv. They're all aser, and some are chayiv. So we'll discuss which ones are chayiv. Let's go through the whole thing. Dinagami. Din ha-maiser. V'chein din ha-maiser. Don't know, I said, Yonim Shenis Umpa Beretz Yisrael. Maiser, it says, is somebody who shows a government collector where this person has his money, or even it says in Shulchan Aruch, he shows him his field, and din ha-maiser. Someone's coming to take away money from someone, and the person tried to hide his money, and the meiser doesn't touch it. He just says, there it is. He points to the place where it is. So that's called dina de garmi. The same thing would probably be if someone calls a policeman to give someone a ticket. Someone's angry. Someone parked at the fire hydrant. So he calls a policeman to give him a ticket. So the one who called the policeman is dina de garmi. Is chai b'dina yodam to reimburse him for what he did.
Somebody tells somebody else to kill somebody,
either both the army. If someone, the Rambam's, I don't want to get into Hilchus V'tzicha, but in Hilchus V'tzicha, the Rambam says, if you hire someone to kill someone, then the person who hired him is Chayav B'dinei Shemayim. It says V'tzicha D'araisa. It's
like
that. It's a grammar, garmi, there's no difference. But
it's
just
in a garmi.
Okay, let me. You're right. Yes, I want to just finish this. I'm going to talk about Garmi today. Din ha-maisa da'asid yashem l'beret. So ha-gah edim she'idu edis sheker v'huzmu, edis that said false edis v'huzmu, and they are found to be zaymimin. So we believe the second edim v'tziu mamin apiem. And money was taken out. But here we're talking about doing damage. So we're talking also that the money was taken away. And you really, if you can, you get it back from the one who took it. If you can't get it back, the edim have to pay. I think I mentioned this. We spoke about this briefly last week. Okay, I do want to talk about the topic of Dina de Garmi and what exactly is included in Dina de Garmi, and what's not included in the rules of Dina de Garmi. The Shulchan Aruch here doesn't say very much about it. The Gra, what does the Gra say? Gra is Chav. So, Bava Kama Kuf Tezvav. Okay. Now he brings the sheet to Sarama. Let's talk about Garmi. What constitutes? So again, the Hagdama is there are two types of indirect cause for damage. The Gemara calls some grama potter. Doesn't mean you're allowed to do it, but the potter, the bezin is not mechayiv b'dinei adam. If you cause someone a financial loss indirectly, the general rule is that you're potter b'dinei adam. And then the Gemara says, "Shani Rameir the Don Dina de Garbi," that the Rameir we paskin like holds Garmi is Chayiv. Now the word Garmi, as opposed to the word Groma, the literal translation is the same. It's not. There's no literal translation difference in Garmi and Groma. Garmi is just an expression or a phrase that the Gemara uses for Dina de Garmi, for the type of Garmi that's Chayiv. So it's an expression that's it's universal in the Paiskim, not universal in the Gemara, but universal in the Paiskim, that certain types of Grama are called Garmi. it's universal. The garmi is the dina de garmi is what Rameh holds as chayiv. Sometimes it's called brahma, but in halacha that's what garmi means. So there are two categories, of course. Now, the Gemara does not say what makes one thing brahma and one thing garmi. You would expect Rashi at least, but preferably the Gemara should tell us when is a cause chayiv and when's a potter. So what ends up happening is we have, not we, the Rishayim have a disagreement. What they do, they take a list of the cases of grama and that are grama that are pot and garmi that are chayiv, and they try to find a common thread to explain the gedarim. Now the result of that is that there are numerous shittas in the Rishayim. I think the Stipler and Bava Kamen, his piece on Dina de Garmi, calls it five shittas: the Rambam, the Ramban, the Ravid, Tosis, and the Rosh. Five shittas. It's very hard to work with five shittas, and there are really more if you go into the Shittah Mishavetzes. La Halacha, there are only in quotation marks, there are only three shittas La Halacha. The Mechaber and Shulchan Aruch Paskins Kedarkoi, like the Rambam Shita and Garmi. The Ramah Kedarkoi passes like the Russian Taisis in Garmi. And the Shach, in a very long Shach in Shimpei Vav, says everyone's wrong. And the Ritzpah in Taisis and Bava Basra is right, and he passes like the Ritzpah. So what I'd like to do is go through the three Shitas and try to figure out all the way down to some practical cases. Let's start with the Gemara. I'll give you to work with just four cases of Garmi that are clearly Garmi in the Gemara, mostly from Bava Kamma, and then we'll see how we could try to understand. We'll understand right away why it's complicated. In Bava Kamma, no particular order. The first one is the Din Meiser. It's in Bava Kamma Kufta Zayin, which is you show a ma'anes. It doesn't have to be a government person. Anybody who's you show to a mafia person also, the mafia guy is coming after a person. You show him where his things are. He's coming to slash someone's tires, and he says, "Do you know which car belongs to Jack?" So if you're Jack, you point to someone else. But if you show him where it is, so that's called garmi. That's chayiv. That's one. Earlier in Bava Kamma, I'm sorry, on Daf Tzadiches, there's a case of Seirev Shtereisav Shel Chaveiroi. Seirev Shtereisav Shel Chaveiroi means somebody's in a din Torah with someone else, and he has documents to prove his tviya. He has documents that could prove, let's say, that he lent him money, or that he owns the piece of property, and someone destroys those documents. Seirev Shtereisav Shel Chaveiroi. If he destroys the documents, and as a result of that, the person loses his court case, or is in Tyra, then you have to prove it. Like you said, you have to have witnesses that he did it. But Sayers Teresa Shachaveirai is also, the Gemara calls it Dina Degarmi. It's indirect. Directly, you made him lose a couple of pieces of paper. He could bill you for the paper. But the cost of losing the litigation, not being awarded the money he's entitled to, assuming he can prove it, is called Dina de Garmi.
He has a fact that the papers existed, that the star existed. Why can't he take that and go collect it?
So let's say it's a case in court where they don't recognize the best in a case like that, or a case where it's already happened and he's unable to recover it. Yeah, you have to. I mean, the Gemara presents the case that way.
Is it the same being Meister or someone is being Meister from you? Is that the same thing? Let's say Gemara, you cannot be Meister.
L'chayr would be both ways. Gemara's case is by a Teveya, but I would assume the same thing. Maybe.
If he destroyed the document, it would not be Gemara. It would be direct.
What?
If he destroyed the document, the contract.
That's garmi.
That would be garmi?
Yeah, that's the Gemara calls that garmi. It's an indirect cause of damage. It's a type of indirect cause. That's chayiv. Why? So we'll talk about it. And number three There's a case, a few places in Shas, Maradina L'Shulchani. If you go, you take a coin, and you don't know, is it really gold, or is it fake? So you go to an expert, and he tells you it's a good coin, and Nimtzara, and after you accepted it and gave him the merchandise for it, it turns out that the coin is not a good coin. So that is also, if he was an expert, that it was understood that he'll rely on him, so then he's chayiv, that's garmi, by telling him it's a good coin. Gemara includes in this a psak din by a bezdin, by an expert bezdin. They give a psak din, and it turns out they were toyev et bar mishnah, they made an open, clear mistake. Same thing as saying the coin is good, or the person is obligated to pay, and it turns out after he paid and the guy ran away with the money, that he wasn't obligated. So that's number three. And number four, maybe the easiest one, is Meicher, that's in Ksubis, also I think in a few places, someone who sells a Shtar Chayv, V'chazer O'machle Machel, HaMeicher Shtar Chayv. Reuven owes me money. So I have a Shtar of debt to me. And I sell it. How do I sell it? The Gemara says with a signature and handing it over, it's like signing the back of a check. Once upon a time it was more common. And you're giving it to someone else. So if you sell a Shtar Chayv, the Chazer HaMachloi, he can still be Meichel, the Shibud is still to him. So, and then he's Meichel. Chazer HaMachloi, Machel, the Mechil is good. But I have to reimburse the person who I sold it to. Even when I sold it, maybe it wasn't malicious. But at the time I was Meichel, I caused him a loss. So that's the easiest that we would understand, at least logically, that it's more direct. So these are four or five, actually, cases. The cases of a meiser, which the Rama brings, of the Sarish Dereser Shachaveirai, a Maradin of the Shulchani, or a Psakdin of a Bezdin, and Chazer Machle Machle. We'll go through the cases again after we go through Rishayim. So what's the rule? What's the rule? When is it indirect cause chayiv? Listen to the rules, because I'll give you examples of practical things that come up and how we pask it. Let's start with the Ramah. This is all in Shin Pei Vav, the beginning of Simon Shin Pei Vav. The Ramah passes like the Rush. It appears to be Tysus as well. The Rush says it has to be Bari Hezekah. Has to be somebody that will certainly cause damage. And it's mazik biyadayim. Biyadayim, the rush means to exclude a case I mentioned last week. If someone is throwing something off the roof and he has mattresses, it's not going to break. Right? He doesn't want to schlep it down the steps. So he throws it out a window and he has mattresses that it's going to land on. It's not going to break. Someone pulls away the mattress. So the rush says, you putter. Even though it's Bari Hezekah, it's coming down, it's going to break. But it's not Biyodayim. He didn't touch the Dover HaNizik. He touched something else, and that's not called Biyodayim. So, Biyodayim, and it has to be something that happens now, not something that happens later. It has to be, because of Miyad, Miyad doesn't mean the second, but it means immediately thereafter. Now, when you start thinking through it, the sheet is not so simple. If you go to a shulchani and you show him a coin and he says it's a good coin, there may be a case where the seller, the buyer is standing here, it's miyad. There may be a case where you can accept it tomorrow or the next day. It's very hard to explain why that's miyad. So the Rosh says, miyad, you see it as a good coin. Something like that. Miyad, you see it as a proper coin. Well, by Meiser, you tell someone where the man's property is. Could be you tell him it's in Chicago, and I'll have to go to Chicago, or Boynton Beach. And he's going to have to go and get it. So the Rush says that's called Miyad. The Meiser sort of has it. So it's not 100% satisfying. The Rush himself has to answer how it fits. But that's Shitas HaRosh and that's Shitas HaRamah, that you need, the Rosh is usually expressed as two conditions. It has to be Bariyazeka, I say Biyadaya Miyah. That you're doing it immediately is causing damage. That's the sheet of the Rambam. Before we go to other cases, the Mechaber passed like the Rambam. The Rambam says, guess what? All the cases where it's chayiv are cases of kavanosei lahazik. They're all kavanosei lahazik. Maradin l'shulchani means the shulchani is in cahoots. He's in cahoots with the seller, and he's telling you it's a good coin. Doesn't mean he made a mistake. It means that he's kavanosei lahazik. He's out to get you. Maybe it's a Bari Hezeka, and there's not. I don't know. See, this is the problem. If any, when I learn in class, whenever Tosis says three or four terutzim to a question, I always tell the guys in Shir that if Tosis says three or four terutzim, then every terutz has something missing. It is a solid, good terutz. Tosis says it, the Rosh says it, everybody says it. It means that each terutz is wanting. It's true. That's what the shach does. The shach is the third sheet, also in Shin Pei Vav. I think the main shach is, I think, Sivkat and Beis. Long arichus. The main point of the shach is that nobody's shita makes sense. He goes to the Ramban and the Ravid, and each one requires the chukin. So he likes the teretz of the Ritzvah. It's a taisis in the beginning of Vava Basar, bottom taisis, Aram and Aleph, a tiny taisis. The Ritzvah takes the easy way out. You know what he says? There's no rule. He says, Grama is pater, period. Dina de Garmi are a list of knosais that the Chazal said, Midrabanan, these are cases that you have to pay. Knosis, call it Hakishalom, call it, because it's common, Tikkun Olam. But the response says, any shayla that comes your way, you have to figure out if it fits or it doesn't fit. Into the thing, the whole thing is a knas. The shach is in Sivkot and Vav, if you see from later, that knasais are only on a peshay or a mezid. Garmi is potter by an einis or a shaygeg, which is like the Rambam when it's not kavanasei lahazik, when he does it by mistake. So the shach is like tarti lakula. The shach says everything's gram. It's only garmi if it fits into a case of shas. Says that's why the Shas doesn't give rules for it. There are no rules for it. It's just these cases they saw fit to make a knas, and knases are only bedayrisis or something else like konsu bon of akra. If he dies and his son inherits, the mazik dies, his say son doesn't have to pay garmi. There's a rule by knas, a general rule that like konsu bon of akra. So the Shach turns out to be really the biggest kula of all of them, and we have to know. We're going to generally there's a pisrei tshuva. We're going to have it soon by Kimli that says in chayshe mishpat you could always say Kimli like a shach. Halacha kashach b'chol makim never means wall, but the shach that you could say, which is really a kula. Yeah. It's not that type of knas. It's a tikkun d'rabbanan. When I say knas, we don't pass in knas as deraisa. Yeah, the deraisa knases we don't pass in like kefal and dalbei, but the tikkun d'rabbanan that are common we do. Alright, this is the sort of the background to Dina de Garmi, which makes it very confusing. If Shulchan Aruch wouldn't say anything else, it wouldn't be that hard. We just sit back in our armchair and fit it in every place as best we could, and if not us, so every bezdin would do it. And the problem is there are other cases in halacha that have to fit, and it's very, very challenging. Some of the cases are common cases. I'd like to mention a few of them, and we'll see how far we can get in understanding what Garmi is. So the background I've given you of Garmi, I would think the general thinking of Rav Rishayim is like the Rosh. I could say Rav, but Harbe Rishayim is like the Rosh. But nevertheless, The Rambam is known as the Rambam Shita, and
I have difficulty in understanding the differential. If I have a contract and somebody takes it from me and destroys it, it's direct. Why? The rubbing is garmi. It's a garmi. How can
he's directly damaging the piece of paper, which is worth a few cents. He's indirectly causing you a loss, right? Mm-hmm. It's an indirect cause of a loss. Okay. That's biodayim, but what? Right, the paper is damaging biodayim. He's a mazik on the paper, but you're not tevei the paper, you're tevei the...
So how would that be? Is there a way that it's direct in that case?
Well, it's indirect. It's a grum or a garmi, that's for sure. The question is, if it's high.
Somebody has a proof on something, and he doesn't want to say the proof. The time you see something, somebody damaged.
People always have proof and don't want to say it. Whatever you don't want to say, it's as if you don't have it. A person comes to bed and says, I have proof, and doesn't say who, that doesn't count for anything. Doesn't count for anything. Someone says, I asked the Shiloh. Who'd you ask? I want to say. It's not worth anything. And then they say, how'd you go to court? Why'd you go to Bezin? I asked the Shiloh. Boom. The Rav said, I'm not going to say who he is. If the Rav doesn't want to say who he is, I mean, sometimes the mafia is involved. He doesn't get involved. But generally, if a Rav can't stand behind this psak, so there's, it's not a psak that we could consider. It's not. Okay. An unfortunately Kavni case, which is fortunately brought in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Chavtes, is someone who gives a malitza, says a good word for a borrower. Someone's lending money. He wants to know if the borrower is trustworthy. So the borrower says, of course I'm trustworthy, ask him. So they call him. And him says that he's 100% trustworthy. So there's a young lady who calls me, one of us are with Shilas, and she said, she asked someone who has a great investment for me. He doesn't really need my money, but he was told by him a kubble that if he lets other people invest with him and make money, that it'll be a schus, you get oilam abba. So he said, he doesn't need my money, but he makes 10 times as much right away. He buys certain things and sells it for 10 times as much, and just a matter of time. He said, anybody? He says, yeah, I'll give you two names. She never heard of these two people. She called them. He said, yes. Now, you and I know that, you're not getting, if you're getting 10 times as much, you can call Mr. Schroen. He'll give you $1 million for a few days. You're getting back $10 million. You don't have to call this lady who only owns a few dollars to her name. But all right, unfortunately, she's gullible. I don't think I convinced her. And I told her, at least call the two people back, ask them who their Rav is. And then she told me the two names. One sounds like a fictional name. But what's the din? What's it then? Somebody says, yeah, he's reliable. She invests. What?
Is he lying? He's not an orev. He's not taking responsibility.
So that's the question. So what the Ramah says is that you're chayiv. If you say this person is reliable, you can lend him money, it's not true. Now, if he was reliable at the time, meaning he had money at the time, and then within the time of the loan, he became poor, he doesn't have money. So the person it's not clear that the person's chayav. I'll explain in a minute. But Pashkos, what it says there in the Ramah is that you're chayav. The Shach says that it's a type of garmi. It's similar, right? The Shach has to fit into one or the other. The Shach Shita was only the ones Chazal said are the ones that count. He says it's like Matveya. Like you go to Shulchani, is it a good coin? He tells you, yes, it's a good coin. So he's chayiv. It's garmi. Same thing. You tell someone, is he a good borrower? You tell him it's a good borrower. It's included in that.
So he's lying. He's in cahoots. He's in cahoots with the...
He's in lying. Okay. Whether he's a pesheya or in cahoots directly, either way. It's it's an issue. It could be the person is borrowing the money to pay him back. So he's saying, "What do you mean? Is he good? I like the money. You know, like, I like the money." So Shulman says that it's chayiv, and the question is, if the shach is right, it's garmi.
Well, in this case, we talk about who's chayiv, both people or just
one person? Again,
no, one person said, "Go after these two people."
Ruvain wants to lend Shimon.
Right.
He says, "Are you reliable?" Shimon says, "Call Levi, and you'll see I'm reliable."
So
Levi says Shimon. Now Shimon, we lent the money to. Of course, he's chayiv. But he skipped town. Well, he has no money. You know, honest man, he has no money. He should have known that. So Levi is responsible. The Shach Lishitasai says it's Dina de Garmi, and therefore a person is chayiv.
This Levi, it's just a word, it wasn't a potato, it was just
the words. The question is this man reliable? I'm going to invest money with him.
So what makes him chayiv? There's no Edom here, there's nothing. It's just the words, it's born Balma.
Dvarim Balma. What is Matei? It's also Dvarim Balma. If I go to Shulchani, I say, it's a good point. He so says, yes, that's Dvarim Balma.
It's reliable. So you say that's chayiv. So what, by him saying yes, without any aid, without anything else, that's
when Shulchani says yes, he's chayiv. That's the thing of the Garmi. So, what? So according to the Rambam, you need Kavanas Lahazik. It's not clear that the Rambam would hold that way. You also need Bari Hezeka. Now, if the person is running around town stealing from people, it's Bari Hezeka. The person's just a poor guy who can't pay back. It's not really Bari Hezeka. Shach Lishitasai says that it's Dina Degarmi. So this becomes a tumult. The others also disagree with the Shach fundamentally on what's Garmi. They say, no, it's not Garmi. It's not Bari Hezeka. The Rosh holds Bari Hezeka. The Ramos, says it's Chayiv. They learn in the Ramah, and they bring a raya from the language of the Ramah, that the Ramah says, if you tell someone he's a reliable borrower, kinis arev lo, you're like an orif to him. He says, it's not chayiv al din garmi, it's chayiv al din orif. Not din orif, that you're an orif to him. Orif is a guarantor. If someone tells somebody, he says to him, he wants you to borrow money. You tell him he's reliable. There's an understanding. If you tell him he's reliable, I'll lend to him. So it becomes a dispute if that's Garmi or if that's Din Ariv.
But he didn't now, make any Kenyan.
Ariv never needs a Kenyan. The Din by Ariv is that the handing over of the money from the borrower to the lender is the Kenyan for the Ariv. It's he was paitzeh choice up here. He spent money like kedushin. Like kedushin din arvus also. A woman says, "Give money to Pliny and I'll be married to you." It's a kedushin din arv, even though the kedushin needs a ma'isa. That ma'isa is up here.
So this person that is reliable.
Yeah. That's the Ramah. That's the way the Achrayim understand the Ramah. There's gigantic nafkaminas in the practical world. It happens that people do this, and they maintain that at the time it was true, and maybe they were unaware the man had lost his money in between, or no, as they say, it wasn't kabbalas ilahazik. I really thought it was so. Now, in the Bezdin, it comes out of gigantic machlokes. According to the if it's dina de garmi, if it's an indirect cause. So a person could say, I don't like the Rambam. They're Kimli like the Rambam, Kavanasi Lahazik. It wasn't Kavanasi Lahazik. Prove that it was Kavanasi Lahazik. I'm going to be Potter. I should be Potter. It was Dina Degarmi. If it's Ariv, and Ariv is Chayiv, even if at the time it was a safe loan, and later it became not safe, and Ariv is always responsible. So, and not only that, if the man dies, if you hold Leik Hansuban of Akrav, if it's Garmi, you could say the Knas doesn't apply to children. But if you're an Ariv, it does apply to children. Ariv, you guarantee a loan, the debt carries over to children as long as there was money in the Yerusha. So this is an example of a case where it comes out a very big Nafkamin.
It comes out what you're trying to say. It comes to Shisha, it's in Ariv. So first, can I never say anything because he's scared. He's going to be quick.
Yeah, yeah. Before you, we want you to be scared. If someone tells you, this guy wants me to lend him $10,000, is he reliable? We want you to be scared. We don't want you to say if you're not sure. That's the end. Chazal want that. This man is going to put out his money.
Even if you're sure. If you're still giving it.
All right. If you're afraid, you're afraid. You could tell him. I can't guarantee anything. As of a week ago, he was reliable. I don't know where.
He knows his reassurance. The loan is based on that reassurance. Is he not more responsible? Because I'm going to lend you the money. Because you're telling me it's good, the person's good. That's stronger.
That's what we're talking about. That the whole discussion is about that. And the Rama says that you're chayiv. Rama says, Barak Almighty, you're chayiv. There's no shaila. Question is what the explanation is, if it's al-garmi or al-dinar. Now, Rabbi Kiveger has a tshuva. It's the end of Siman Kuf Lamed Aleph and tshuva Rabbi Kiveger. That shipping charges are garmi, not grama. What that means is somebody orders something, and he decides he doesn't want it. Now, obviously, if the product is faulty, so that's not what he ordered. He ordered if he didn't get what he ordered, then it's we're not talking. But only somebody ordered something, and it came, and he just decided he doesn't want it anymore. He found it cheaper somewhere else. So he's going to return it. So, you know, Amazon's policy is you can return it without explanation. Why does he order it from a Jew? He ordered it from a Yid. And you have no complaints to him. You just, you don't want it. You found it cheaper elsewhere, or you decide you don't need it. It's, I think about half the things people click and order. If there would be a 24-hour delay on all Amazon orders, like you click, and 24 later you have to confirm, I think the sales would go down by at least 50%, probably more. Right, because it's a lot of. So here you have a man who wanted it, then he said he doesn't want it. Rabbi Kiveger says, he's talking Mamish, he doesn't say Amazon, obviously. So in Mamish, this case, someone ordered things from another year, and if it was delivered, he decided he doesn't want it, he's going to return it. Rabbi Kiveger says that shipping charges are garmi. It's Hoitzi Yitzoy Sapiv. If you tell someone that he's not a credit risk, and he gives him money. He says, "Apiv is garmi." He says, "When you order things, you're telling him to ship it to you. That's really what you're saying to him. You're saying to him, ship it to me, and the shipping charges are dina de garmi." Now, we've spoken about this in yeshiva. If someone ships on Amazon, where it's known the Amazon policy, in order to be part of Amazon, you have to take returns, is that also chayav al dina de garmi? Or is it like kol tanai shebamam mikayim? I guess it's something that we could argue about.
But that's the policy, though.
What?
That's the policy, they don't charge the shipping.
No, there's no policy, they don't charge the shipping. Sometimes they don't charge the shipping, they do. There's no, Amazon doesn't demand that you don't charge the shipping. But that you take it back, I think it's part of their policy. But wait, my point is that this is a case where the Paiskim Achrayim all say it's Dina de Garmi, which means they're really saying it according to everyone. It's hard to see the Kavanosei Lahazik exactly. It's like Kavanosei to get him to spend money. Kavanosei Lahazik is a little hard to see in the Rambam. But the Paiskim Nemon that shipping, not only shipping charges, ordering custom-made furniture. So you order, you send the specifications, they make it. There's no kinyan. You have a rule in mom and you can change your mind. If you tell someone, I'm going to come by in your store, you change your mind, you're allowed to change your mind.
Custom?
So if you order custom, where is the chiyuv? So the assumption is that's included in Rabbi Kiveger's Hoitzi Yitzoy Sapir. That custom, I have to spend money to make the furniture that you're ordering. So I made the furniture, now you're backing out. Well, probably you only have to pay the difference between the cost of custom and what he could do with it today. But however you calculate it, Hoitzi Yitzoy Sapir is one of the most common Dina de Garmis. And we have the Paiskim Achrayim who follow Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that all assume that it's chayiv. Yeah. I want to tell you, yeah.
Why is that the shipping firm? What about restocking? That's also mine.
So what about what?
Why stop at the shipping charge? Also, restocking of the merchandise. That's also money.
Yeah. Restocking?
Restocking. To put it
but you don't lose. Oh, even the cost of putting it back in the shelf. All right, I guess it's. We can talk about it. There's no really out of the pocket. You have someone working in your store and you tell them restock it. It's debatable.
If you hire somebody specifically for that,
now, I want to tell you a shaila that came up a number of years ago between two friends of mine. And they said, whatever I tell them, they'll do. They were both my friends at the time. Baruch Hashem, they're still both my friends. But very complicated, very difficult shaila. I'll tell you why. Somebody I know makes kitchen cabinets. He has a kitchen cabinet company. He has a place in Borough Park. And he makes cabinets. So a friend, a third person, that we all know each other, and the third person ordered cabinets from him. And, you know, some were stock cabinets, and then the corner cabinets, like, were custom-made. So he ordered a combination of cabinets, and he delivered them. Now, I wasn't aware of this until he told me. There's a profession called cabinet hangers. People who hang up cabinets. And this person told me, at least at that time, the cabinet hanger costs just as much as the cabinets. He said, the cabinets cost a certain amount. The fellow who hangs it up on the wall, I don't know why, it's a very specialized field. I guess that's strong enough to hold a lot of weight. Whatever the reason is, he says it costs almost as much or as much as the cabinets themselves. All right, so he got it. What?
They're expensive, but not...
All right. It's not relevant to the shiloh, but they're expensive. Anyway, so he hired a cabinet hanger. That cabinet hanger came down. So the stock ones he put up. And then at the corners, he put the corner one. He said he worked for a long time, and it just wasn't right. It wasn't right. So the fellow took money for all the cabinets. He worked harder on the one that he wasn't able to put up than on the ones he was. So he took money for it. So he called the manufacturer and he said, you're right, I'll replace it. So he replaced it. Now, he had to call the cabinet hanger again. So he told the fellow, you got to reimburse me for the new cabinet hanger. And he said, I didn't cause the damage. I mean, I caused the damage, but I... He said, why should I pay for your cabinet hanger? I didn't provide cabinet hangers, I provide cabinets. And I'm not responsible for cabinet hangers. So they had an argument about whether he's chayiv for cabinet hanging. So this is a shaila, really. It's a shaila. Does this constitute, you can argue, it's a you give a person cabinets, he's not doing it, that it should sit in the basement. He's doing it to hang up, and you always have to hire someone.
He admitted those custom things were wrong.
What?
He admitted that the custom
things were... Yeah, there was no question. He redid them. He admitted that they were
so
off.
That incurs...
He replaced them. He said, I replaced them. I sent you what you wanted.
The second time.
What?
The manufacturer caused him, the installer, to do it a second time. Yeah. And therefore, he's entitled to...
So it really should be Chayav Dinei Shemayim, perhaps. But the question was if it's Chayav Dinei Adam. I mean, of course he said that the hanger should have realized right away it didn't fit. Why did he patchka? He wanted to charge you. You know, all the usual reasons that a negev dover has reasons why he's right. So I want to tell you, it's a very complicated sugya. There's the Rebbe Akiva side in Hoytzeit HaPiv is chayiv. And probably the biggest single source is the case of somebody who gives a melitza for a loan. The shaila is, there are other gemaras that seem to say differently. I want to tell you a very challenging halacha in Shulchan Aruch and what the tumul is about Hoytzeit HaPiv. There's a Rambam, I think I brought the Lashon of the Rambam. It's not in Chayshim Yishpa. I think it's in Chayshim Yishpa also. I didn't bring it. In Ebenezer. Oh, but I have Ebenezer here. The Rambam, which is the Lashon of the Mechaber, in Simin Nun, talks about, Elena talks about a broken engagement. And the Rambam says that, it's not Ebenezer, I'm sorry. I'm not sure it is in Chayshimish, but the
what's
Simon
in Ebenezer?
Simon Nun, I'm so used to having an Ebenezer. The Rambam says the following. He says if someone breaks an engagement. Now, of course, one side says it was your fault, it was my fault, it's Ebenezer.
Yeah, got the wrong one.
Very good. No, there's only one value. There's only one.
Okay. No, I brought the set of Chayshimish.
You didn't bring it for no reason.
How did I?
Here's a case of Hoytietzos up here, which we could talk about. First, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Hamekadis Isha, bein shechazrahi, bein shechazarhu." After kedushin, before nesuin, one of them backed out. Bein meis, bein meisa, or somebody died. Obviously, not getting married. Oisha girsha. The kes of kedushin is not chayzrin la'ilam. You don't have to give back the kes of kedushin. We would say the ring. You don't have to give back the ring. Why don't you have to give back the ring? So it's a fill a kitchen bell of dinner. So Hariyim Atana Gemura Shein LeChazara, meaning that Chazal didn't want. If you're going to give back the ring, people will say, "Oh, it wasn't a kedushin." Chazal said, "When you give a ring, it's a en kedushin chazun la'ilam, afilu kitcha bell of dinner. Whatever you gave for kedushin, that's not chazun." However, the other costs, the other expenses are chayzer. Hashaleach savlonus lebeis chamav. If you send gifts, gifts, and then an engagement is broken, in that case, a kedushin. Kimi shemeis echazabai yazru asavlonus kulam. You have to give back whatever gifts were given. Because they were given on das that they're going to get married, and they didn't get married. What about the cost of the vart? So Shulchan Aruch says, "V'chein, im haya minig ha-medina, shiyase kol odam suda, v'yachal l'reyav." If the minig is to make a suda, we don't quite have a suda, but we have an affair, v'yachal l'reyav, because tita is reyim. Yechalik mois l'shamashim, you spend money on the waiters, l'chazanim, or on the music, piyotzeben, v'asa, kedera sh'oisin kol ha'am. If he made a very fancy part, that doesn't count. Asa kedera sh'oisin kol ha'am. What's that in Flatbush in 2025? I have no idea. I can tell you my children, Baruch Hashem, we had a l'chaim and no vart, and sometimes the mechut and others I want to make a vart. For my children, till my she didn't have a vart, and they did the Baruch Hashem. It didn't affect their being engaged. But anyway, you don't go according to me. You go according to Midrash Medina. So Mahaya Midrash Medina Shiasa Kol Adam Suda V'Yachal L'Reya V'Chayel Mois V'Shamashim L'Chazana Ki Yitzaban V'Asa Deresh and Kol Am V'Chaz Rabai V'Shalem Es Hakol Sharei Garma Loi La'Abed Mamin. That's Garmi. Vushiyalai Eidim. Kama Haitz, you always ask about Eidim. He says he has to have Eidim. Kama Shahaitz. So, this is another case of Haitz Yitzhahisapir. Now, here, it's a lot. When you order, when you. Shipping charges are much more direct. You order something, and you're telling them, ship it to me. You don't say the words, but That's the arrangement. You're telling them, ship it to me. People get engaged. Someone makes a varet. He makes it for himself as much as for the other guy. Person who's shipping, he's shipping as he wants it. If he didn't want it, he wouldn't ship it. A varet, even the other guy doesn't want it, he wants it. Maybe he would do it anyway. But the Shulchan Aruch says that that's called dina de garmi. That's called causing something indirect.
Is there a good reason why he's retracting?
No. If the one who retracts says it's your fault, so then if he says, look, we got engaged on the understanding that he's healthy, we find out he has cancer, so we're backing out. So then obviously it's not their fault for backing out. In most cases, it's very often it's mutual, but in Luyatsuy has such a case where one side wants to continue and the other side, without blaming, admits that it's their own fault. So the point here is not so much the case, which always could lead to machlokes, but the rule of garmi. We have here a case where it's extremely indirect cause, and it says clearly that the chiyuv is because of garmi. It says b'chav mishalemes hakoyel shari garma loy la'abed mamin. Because he caused, you have to pay, because you caused la'abed mamin. Now, this throws everything off. It's a very complicated case. Remember, the Mechaber said in the Rambam that you need kavanasei lahazik. What does it mean here? Nobody was kavanasei lahazik. They went into the vart in good faith. It just didn't work out. So this throws off the whole thing, the whole rule. And it makes that hoytzei tzoyis alpiv is sort of a given that shechayiv and hoytzei tzoyis alpiv. The question of someone who tells him the life is reliable. So we till now we said it has to be kavanasei lahazik. This throws everything into a quandary of what type of kavanasei lahazik is it. Nafkamina. In how to answer this, the different ways of answering the question have to do with the cabinet case, which I'm not going to have time to get to now. But I think what I'm trying at least to show you is that Din Garbi is an extremely complicated set of rules. We have the baseline of the three shitas. We have Rabbi Kivegas Pesach LaHalacha. It's like if there are three shitas, Kivegas Pasking LaHalacha, Hoytzei Tzoyis Eschayiv. And
why
do you pay your own pay?
Yeah.
Why should you go according to Gaiusha law? We should go according to Jewish law. We never follow Gaiusha law. We always follow what's halacha. We don't follow.
What most people do.
There's no understanding. Every broken engagement is its own story. But it's always its own story. There's always reasons that are unique to each case. There's no general rule. And it happens to be people are teveya. It's interesting. Ramesh has a tshuva about the engagement ring. He says, you don't have to give back the engagement ring. Engagement ring was given, I'll das, you'll get engaged. Once you get engaged, it's not chayzer. Engagement ring is given. Usually it's after the engagement, but it's given for the engagement. So most of the engagement rings don't go back. Wedding bands don't go back after wedding because of the gzeira. People shouldn't say it was a mekatos. So those two things are clear. The other things, like I say, it's a Shulchan Aruch. And I guess we're not going to go through all Dina de Garmi, but I'm trying at least to define Dina de Garmi for the Eilam. The cabinet case is not clear at all that it's Garmi. It's Grama anyway. But it's not clear it's Dina de Garmi. Depending on how you answer, there's a third case, which I'm not going to get into. But, all right. Kachi Darkei Shel Chayshe Mishpat. You know, they say, the Dayanim say, in Yoredeya, any kitchen shayla, you'll find. There are only so many ways you can mix milchiks and fleishiks. So it may be hard to find, maybe easy to find. If you look enough, any kitchen shayla, you'll find it somewhere. They say, Chayshe Mishpat, you'll never find it exactly. Everyone, yeah, but here it's different because it's always...
There's a kitchen shayla. The cabinet is a kitchen
shayla. There's a kitchen shayla.
Our time, the board broke the shayla.
that he sometimes comes and he should compensate the girl. We hear it so often. You know why this didn't happen? That's because you didn't compensate.
All right, we can argue about it. Most of the time, it's because of squabbling from both sides, and nobody can say for certain whose fault it is. There are cases where it's one person's fault.
The jewelry we should give back. Someone. Other jewelry.
So we're going to move on to the next.